You're listening to Voices of Your Village. This is episode number 27. Last week, we got to talk to their mom, and today I'm chatting with the twins, Emerson and Spencer Blask. They are my niece and nephew, and they're about to turn six, which is absolutely insane to me, but I sat down and talked to them about what it means to be a kind human and what that looks like in their daily lives. They talked about joining a sports team for the first time or going to school for the first time. They talked about sharing toys and having conflict with one another. They talked about feeling sadness or disappointment and how they work through that. I learned so much from these kiddos every time I chat with them, and it was such a treat to hang out with them. I hope you enjoy this conversation and get some takeaways for your tiny humans. I think it's especially awesome for siblings and to see how they talk about each other and the respect they have for one another. If you're tuning in today, would you take a screenshot and share it on social media? You can share it on Facebook or on Instagram in your posts or your stories and tag seed.and.so. I love to see who's tuning in and where you're coming from, and I would love to share these with my niece and nephew so that they can see all the people that are listening. Their mind is kind of blown on what a podcast is and how it works, so let's show some love to them. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, sleep consultant, child development specialist, and passionate feminist, Alyssa Blask Campbell. All right. Hey, welcome to Voices of Your Village. Today, I'm here with two kiddos that I love so much, and we are going to talk about being a kind person and some things that they've learned about being kind to each other and how it feels when some people treat you different ways. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about feelings and things that they've learned as being kids. So, let's start off. Can you tell me who you are?
My name is Spencer.
Hi, Spencer. How old are you?
5 years old.
Five, but almost?
Six.
Six. So today is July 6th, and when's your birthday?
August 10th.
So soon.
Mm. And 10 days, it was my mom's birthday.
That's right. We're 10 days from your mom's birthday. And who are you?
I'm Emerson, and I'm Spencer's brother.
Spencer's
twin brother.
Twin.
And I'm 5 years old. No, almost six.
Twin sister.
I'm.
You're Spencer's twin
sister.
There we go. That was silly. And you're 5 years old too, right? Because you're twins.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, my name's Emerson.
What is it like to be a twin?
It's very fun. Sometimes we might get like a little bit of a little argument, but then we get it up. We fix it up in about like a minute.
Oh. So, was it? Do you think
most of the time we play and compromise and stuff? Mm. It's very fun being a twin.
What does that mean to compromise?
It means to fix a problem.
Oh, you know, this morning I heard you come in and you had a problem to solve. Something mm-hmm. had happened. Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Maybe other people can learn how they could solve their problems, too, just like you did this morning.
So, I said to Spencer, he asked if he could put some cereal into, we had two bowls of cereal. Okay. And he said if he could dump one bowl into another bowl so it could make it full, one bowl make it full.
Uh-huh.
And I said no, but then upstairs he did it anyway.
Oh, man.
So you have to listen. So listen the folks' time.
But what happened when he did it anyway? How did you feel?
I felt sad because he disobeyed me.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you do?
I said, Spencer, it made me kind of sad when I said something and then you did it anyway. So.
And what, Spence, what did you say?
Okay. I won't do that again.
Great. And then did you solve the problem together?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. We did.
That's great.
What do you do if, like, somebody wants to play one game, but the other one wants to play a different game?
We compromise. We do, like, 2 minutes of one game, and then 2 minutes of another. And then do 2 minutes of another game.
Which I usually do Emerson's game first.
You usually do Emerson's game first?
Yeah.
And then she does yours? Mm-hmm. What are some things you like to play?
Really fun.
I like that.
What's your favorite game to play right now?
Pie Face Showdown!
It splashes you right in the face! That one's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you like to win Pie Face Showdown, or do you like to lose?
Win.
Pie in your face.
Win, Emery.
If you win, do you get the pie in your face?
No.
No.
If you lose, you get the pie in your face.
I think I like to lose because I like the whipped cream.
Emerson, if you want to play against me, Emerson, if you never lost and you always beat someone, you probably like to win a play against me, so then you can get some whipped cream.
No.
And what's your favorite game to play right now?
My favorite game is Yeti and My Spaghetti. It's a board game, and I got it for Spencer.
It's not a board game.
Well, it's like a game.
Yeah, it's like a game that comes in a box.
And one time when we were playing Pie Face Showdown, Emerson got me in the eye. I could still
oh, my
see.
Word.
Yeah. And I could see, but it was kind of blurry.
That's funny. Can we do some what ifs?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
Spence, what if you had your first day on a new baseball team and you walked into practice and you didn't know anybody? What would you want to have happen?
I would want someone to ask if they want to play with me.
Hmm. And if somebody didn't come up to you and ask, what might you do?
Ask them.
Nice. Emerson, what if you were going to...
Dance,
yeah. And you walked in and you saw a friend that you know, and they were hanging out with somebody else.
Hi, Emily. Nice to see you here.
That's a great way to start that. Sometimes when I go into something new, I feel a little bit shy.
Me too.
You too. And sometimes
if I see somebody I know, I just walk up to them and say hi.
That's so friendly.
And then they talk.
What if you were playing a game with a group of people and somebody said something mean?
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
I don't really, please don't say that. That hurt my feelings.
What if they didn't stop?
I could just go to the teacher.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Or parent.
Yeah, get some extra help.
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea. You know, one thing that I saw in your playroom one time was a sign that said, kinder than necessary. Spence, what is kinder than necessary?
That means be kinder than you should be.
Can you give me an example? What's one thing that you did this week that was kinder than necessary?
Emerson was playing lacrosse with me. Yeah. Emerson was beating me up, so I was like, good job. You had a rocket.
When she was beating you in lacrosse, you gave her a compliment?
Yeah. No, she was beating me badly.
She was beating you badly?
Really?
Oh, man.
By 25 goals.
Wow. Em.
Wow.
You know what I love?
I only stopped, five of them.
Wow. She was on a streak, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so nice that you turned and gave her a compliment. That is thoughtful. Ems, can you tell me something that you did this week that was kinder than necessary?
Let me think. What did I do? I've just been agreeable when my cousins wanted to do different things that I wanted to do.
Oh, you've been agreeable when they wanted to do something different from you. I love that. Sometimes when I get really mad or if I'm really sad, it's hard for me to help my body feel calm so that I could talk about it. Like this morning when you said you were sad when he dumped the cereal into one bowl. What can you do if you're feeling mad or sad to help your body feel calm?
If it was a little deal, I should talk about it with him. And if it's still, if he still doesn't get it and he still doesn't, and if he still isn't listening, then I guess go tell a parent. Mm. I need some help. This is not working out for us.
That's a great strategy, getting some help. Spence, what if you're really mad? Maybe you're at a baseball game and it's a big hit and you get the last strike and then it's over. How do you help your body feel happy again?
Well, when something goes good for me the next time at a baseball, that's when I get over it.
That's right. You remember, maybe next time I could do something different. Good strategy, bub. When you were a baby, I remember one time that Spencer came over and Emerson came over to you and she took one of your trucks and you loved your trucks. And you turned over and you grabbed it back. That's mine. You couldn't say those words yet, but I bet that's what you were thinking. And then mom came over and she sat down and she said, Emerson, we can't take Spencer's toys when he's playing with them. What's another choice you could make? If you were with little kids and you saw them take a toy, what could you tell them to do instead?
Do not take a toy. Hey, how about you find a different toy and when they're done playing with it, you can get that toy.
Yeah, sometimes we just have to wait. Sometimes waiting is really hard, though. When I feel really upset sometimes, I like to go get a hug. A hug helps me feel calm. Or sometimes I just want space. Like, I want to have time by myself to maybe read a book or play with a toy.
Same with me. I just like to, if somebody asks me to play with them, I say, no thanks. No thanks. I want to have some alone time. I feel kind of mad right now.
I love that strategy. Spence, what are some things you like to do if you're feeling mad? Do you like to have a snuggle or do you like to take space? Maybe you like to talk about it. You like to take space? What do you do when you take space?
I kind of just play on my own. Huh? And if Emerson comes over and asks me to play, you usually say, no thanks, I don't want to play with you now. with. I usually always want to play with her.
Yeah, you guys are good buds. Yeah, you know what I saw you do recently? You went over and you grabbed a book and you just started reading. Does that help you feel calm? Yeah. You guys are crazy amazing readers. Yesterday we went to the library. How many books do you think we got out?
50, maybe.
50. I think you're right. We had 3 bags and they were all
no,
so...
No, four.
Four bags? Holy guacamole. So we talked about some things that help you feel calm. What in the world makes you feel the happiest?
To play with my sweet, sweet Spencer.
To play with your sweet, sweet Spencer. Spence, what makes you feel the happiest?
Playing a game with Emmy.
Playing a game with Emmy.
Or play puppy and owner with her.
What's something that you don't love to do that she loves?
Barbies.
Barbies.
Barbie's enemy.
Barbies are your enemy? What about you? What's something you don't love to do that Spencer loves?
Play football.
Play football?
And golf.
Do you play Barbie sometimes?
Nope. Never.
He doesn't?
Never.
What if Em said, hey, Spence, would you play Barbies with me?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
But usually, like, if I really went to ask it, if she asks it, that's when I usually would do it. But I wouldn't ask it, I'd usually ask something else.
It's not your first choice?
Yeah.
Why do you play it when she asks?
Because it's better than playing on my own.
You'd rather play with her and play Barbies than play by yourself.
I'll give you a boy Barbie.
Yeah.
Ems, do you play football with him sometimes?
Well, both of us are not really interested in, like, tackling and stuff.
Only if it's monkey in the middle football.
Yeah.
I
play monkey in the middle football with my dad.
He has monkey in the middle with a football. I was like another ball.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Bree.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Bree, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model. So that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No-Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
I have a question. What if mom said, hey, you can go outside and play, but you can't play on the playground today while I'm not out there? And then she went inside to do something.
I'd usually probably just play in the garage. Okay. Which my mom usually lets us play in the playground by ourselves. She always does. Always.
So if she says, don't go in the garage, there's some stuff you cannot touch.
Yeah.
You could just, play in the playground with me or play some tag.
But what if mom said that and then you went into the garage and you were playing with the stuff you weren't supposed to play with? What would you do?
I'd say, Emerson, those are the stuff that mom told us not to touch. Mm-hmm. They could be dangerous. You never know.
Oh, good idea. Maybe that's why. Why do you think mom makes rules?
Because she wants to keep us safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think mom loves most in the whole wide world?
Us.
when we give her hugs and kisses.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you guys in the whole life world. What about Daddy?
To play with us.
I think you're right. Would you like to have a turn with those M's?
Yes.
Spence, could she have a turn with the headphones, yes, please? What if you went to the playground and there was somebody who was in a wheelchair and they were sitting by themselves?
Do you want to play with me?
No, what do you think you could play?
Catch.
Catch? Good problem solving.
Or hide and go seek, like you all?
Yeah, or hide and go seek. Spence, what if you were playing a big game with people and maybe it was at baseball? And one of your friends said something mean to the other friend. What do you think you would do?
That's kind of mean. Don't say that.
What if they said it again? Or they said, I don't care.
Tell a parent.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know what I love? I love watching you guys play because I've seen you play with each other and be kind, but also I've seen you go and help other people when they need help.
Like, what did I do?
I've seen you go up to people on the playground who weren't playing. One time we were playing hide and go seek on the playground as a group, and there was another kid who was kind of by himself, and you brought him into the group so that he could play too, even though our whole family was playing. I don't remember his name.
There was a time where I met a new friend, and we were going to play baseball, so I invited him to play.
That's so thoughtful.
What was his name?
Do you remember?
No.
No. That's fair. You guys do something that's pretty special that I don't know anybody else who does. You do something called snowbirding.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means we go away for the winter time all of the winter. We go to someplace hot. We go to Florida.
That's right. How do you feel about snowbirding?
It's great, but sometimes I miss the snow.
Oh, yeah. They only get like a week of playing in the snow.
About 2 weeks.
What were we saying yesterday when we were talking about playing in the snow? On your first day, how long do you think you stay out in the snow?
15 minutes.
50 minutes.
Then our second time in the snow,
like 45?
No, like an hour.
What do you think? It gets a little longer.
Without even going inside.
Wow. Yeah, because we stay in, like, for the first time we go, like, for 50 minutes, but then the second we go for an hour because there's more snow. Mm. One time we stay out, though, for, like, an hour. There was snow day for our neighborhood friends.
It was like two feet of snow.
And we were walking to our other neighbor's house to get there.
To ask if they wanted to play.
And we could not get up there.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait. 2 feet of snow. So 1 foot of snow is 12 inches. Mm-hmm. How many is 2 feet?
24.
24 inches. And how tall are you?
48 with shoes on.
48. So wait, let's think about this.
So with no shoes on, I'm probably about like, I'm like 47. With no shoes on, I'm probably about 47 or 46.
Okay, but let's say if you're 48 inches tall and the snow is 24,
that's like half of how tall I am.
That is half of how tall you are. That is so much snow. That's
so like
crazy.
It's up to my waist.
What do you think is the most important thing that Mom and Dad want you to know?
Be kind. Help others.
Emerson, when you go into a new space and you're meeting new people, what is the one thing that you wish other kids would do with you or for you?
Maybe say good job if I did something good.
That's so nice for them to say something nice to you. Awesome. All right, you guys, we're going to sign off. Is there anything you would like to tell the podcast world before we sign off?
I would like to tell them...
Goodbye!
Who's ever listening to this...
Whoever listening to this
I hope they have a good day and think of good things.
I love it, Abs. Hey, thanks, dudes.
Bye.
Goodwill.
Signing off.
And by the way, we have never done a podcast before.
You were first timers, and you were basically professionals.
Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at voicesofyourvillage.com. If this podcast has helped you on your journey, please take 2 minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Thanks for joining forces with us to cultivate this modern parenting village.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. While you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.